Apple lost nearly $1 trillion in value in just 6 months. iPhone sales are falling, revenue is stalling, and market share is slipping everywhere, from the US to Europe to China. What's happening? For the first time in 20 years, people are asking, is Apple dying? The pattern looks almost identical to another tech giant, one that ruled the world, then collapsed. And understanding what happened to them might just explain what's happening to Apple. This company was IBM. They're still around today, but they are very, very different from their peak. And just how different is stunning. On August 15th, 1981, IBM launched their first home computer, the IBM PC. And to be honest, it was with a bit of reluctance. IBM was a giant, with many, many divisions, but they also made company computers. This was back when computers filled entire rooms or even entire buildings. These were huge and, more importantly, expensive. IBM made millions selling these machines to other big businesses. Home computers, called microcomputers at the time, were a whole different beast. The idea to sell these was pushed by Don Estridge, an American engineer who had worked for the Army and even NASA. Now, he had a surprising solution. To keep costs down, they would use parts and software from other companies, Intel CPUs, Microsoft DOS, and other off-the-shelf parts, a low-cost, mass-market machine. But this idea was almost heretical. Managers believed this would be investing in competition, and would mean competitors could make clones of these machines. Still, Don pushed, and IBM gave the home computer a shot. And boy, did it pay off. Sales for the IBM PC began to soar. IBM could barely keep up with the demand. Within just 2 years of its launch, IBM's new PC had grabbed about 70% of the entire computer market. 70% of the entire industry was IBM. That dominance is unbelievable. Today, the largest, Lenovo, only holds 25%. IBM was selling over 1 million PCs a year. This was the global PC boom and the rise of personal computers. The computer for families, hobbyists, the everyday machine. This was even before the World Wide Web. By the peak in 1985, IBM had over 400,000 staff, making it one of the largest employers on Earth. That year, net earnings hit $6.5 billion. Q4 alone saw $2.6 billion in profit. Everything was going great. But what about Don? This was his idea after all. Luckily, he got to share in the success too. In just a couple of years, Don was made vice president of IBM. He was even offered a job as president of Apple Computer by Steve Jobs, which Don turned down. Tragically, he and his wife passed away in a plane crash in 1985. Yet around this time at IBM, the cracks were showing. The early skeptics and potentially paranoid managers at IBM may have been right. Since the PC was open architecture, general clones began popping up everywhere. PCs with identical software and hardware produced by rising companies, Compaq, Dell, Gateway, and dozens more. Most were 20 to 30% cheaper. IBM had no protection. No parts of the PC were IP protected. They had no moat. Even worse, IBM was so big, they were too slow to adapt to their smaller rivals. Their empire quickly began to crumble. IBM's fears had become a reality. Sales declined, then plummeted. By 1993, IBM's headcount had fallen from over 400,000 to 300,000, 60,000 of them in one go. They tried to pivot, but were too late. By 2003, IBM sold off its personal computer division to Lenovo for $1.25 billion, but by then, it was a shell of its former self. So, what does all of this have to do with Apple? Are they following a similar path? As it turns out, there are some striking similarities. As much as Apple as a company may be stagnating, I have to admit, their current products are top-notch. Ever since the launch of Apple Silicon, I've become a hardcore Mac user. But even the best Macs slow down when they're stuffed with junk you don't need. That's why I use CleanMyMac, today's sponsor. CleanMyMac is an all-in-one Mac optimization app featured in the Mac App Store's Best 25 Apps of 2025. It's designed specifically for macOS and lets you take back your Mac's lost speed, storage, security, care, and maintenance. Most of us are guilty of letting our downloads folder turn into a black hole of random files and half-finished projects. I'd get constant storage warnings and the daily tasks became slower and slower. I kept telling myself I'd deal with it later, but I never did until Clean My Mac. Clean My Mac fixed that in minutes. It cleared system junk and cache, wiped out duplicate files, and even caught malware I didn't know was there. Now my Mac runs like it did on day one, and there's no wasted storage. The best part though is the new cloud cleanup feature. It connects to iCloud, Google Drive, and OneDrive to find huge forgotten files taking up cloud space. You can remove them from your Mac, your cloud, or both, and even restore them later if you change your mind. And everything is scanned locally on your Mac, so your data stays private. Boost speeds, cut costs, and keep your Mac running like new. Try Clean My Mac for 7 days and use my code LOGICALLY for 20% off. Links in the description. Thank you to Clean My Mac for supporting our videos. You might be thinking, Apple isn't dying, iPhones are everywhere, they're still a $3 trillion company. And you're right, iPhones are still absolutely everywhere. Apple even overtook Samsung in global market share recently. They have also tightly held on to American market. Apple is still everywhere, in wider technology too, be it MacBooks, iMacs, AirPods, iPads, the Apple Watch, and more recently, Vision Pro. It's hard to find a part of personal electronics not touched by Apple, but that dominance is beginning to slip. Apple's growth is naturally slowing down. Analysts expect Apple to grow 3.9% year-over-year in revenue in Q3 and 2.9% in Q4. They're still growing, but this has slowed down a lot. The past decade has been explosive, yet now it's nearly flat. Not only that, 2-3% growth is low for a company of Apple's size. Microsoft, for comparison, is up 13% in revenue and Meta is up 16%. Apple's growth is pitiful by comparison. The company that seemed unstoppable is now grinding to a halt. Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it? Okay, but why? That's their total revenue, so let's take a look at what's actually going on at Apple. Well, while that figure is still growing a little bit, the iPhone is actually doing the opposite. The IDC forecasts Apple will decline 1.9% in 2025, even though worldwide, smartphones are growing. A few percent isn't much, but that still represents millions of iPhones, but it gets worse. In Europe, Apple shipped 17% fewer iPhones in the first quarter, yet they were the only top player who saw a decrease. Analysts also predict sales to decline 3% in North America, and this tiny drop might be the most troubling. Despite being one of the lowest drops, the US is by far Apple's most lucrative market. Now, their dominance is starting to decline. But what about markets outside the West? Also not great. Apple once had the biggest smartphone market in China, but in 2024, they dropped all the way to third place and only have 15% market share, after iPhone sales dropped over 18%. Apple's cash cow isn't doing so hot, and it's not alone. Apple's Macs and computer sales are up 21% from 2024 to 2025, though in the US, they didn't grow at all. Apple's iPad sales are also up 1.4% in Q3 2024 compared to 2023, but its global market share dropped from 37.5% to 31.7%. This means even though Apple is growing a bit here and there, their competitors are growing much faster. The Apple Watch, however, has been essentially free-falling, negative 10% in 2023 and negative 19% in 2024. Its market share has also slipped to 22.5%. What's happening? Why is Apple's grip slipping? Decades ago, Jeff Bezos uttered some prophetic words.
Companies have short lifespans, Charlie, and Amazon will be disrupted one day.
And you worry about that?
I don't worry about it because I know it's inevitable. Companies come and go, and the companies that are the shiniest and most important of any era, you wait a few decades and they're gone.
These words weren't aimed at Apple, but they might as well have been about them. Apple has been the shiny star of the business world for decades, but every company has a lifespan, even Apple, even IBM, which seemed too big to fail. After their PC division crashed and all the layoffs, IBM pivoted to be entirely B2B, with cloud, consulting, automation, and so much more. Despite once being the king of consumer PCs, they don't sell to any consumers today. Apple isn't making all of IBM's mistakes. They certainly don't share all their technology openly and defend their IPs and patents very tightly. Yet there is some concerning overlap. They're extremely tied to hardware, specifically consumer hardware. Will they also pivot to B2B, or will they try and revive their consumer hardware sales? Or maybe they'll actually innovate on their products? Well, the answer is a bit more complicated. Apple has tried again and again to replicate the success of the iPhone. The Apple Watch, Vision Pro, even AirPods are all small parts of a bigger plan. Use that iconic brand to enter all kinds of markets and to beat competitors with better branding and a better design. Though, their plan isn't just hardware. Apple's hardware margins are great at 37%, but their service margins are even better, as high as 73%. This is Apple's solution. This is where they've been putting their energy. You don't have manufacturing costs of physical products, just software, the development, upkeep, server costs, and a few more. Apple Music, iCloud, Apple Care, the App Store, Apple TV, Apple Arcade, Apple Fitness Plus, Apple News, Apple One, and most recently, Apple Intelligence, their AI. Apple has been going hard on software services, high-margin businesses that last. The App Store itself made Apple $31 billion in 2024, and that's just for hosting other companies' apps. But all of this is actually a huge problem. Microsoft's 365 suite works fine on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and even in browsers. Azure, their cloud B2B service, works on operating systems besides Windows. In fact, Microsoft openly admits Linux usage on our cloud has surpassed Windows. Android, despite being owned by Google, is open source and works on basically all devices, not just Google's phones. This is the problem. Apple software is deeply tied to their physical products. They do this to protect that Apple ecosystem and keep you locked into the Apple family. But if those products die, they take most of the software with them. No one is going to use iCloud on an Android. Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro won't work outside of Macs. The App Store is directly tied to how many people use iPhones. Non-Apple customers might use Apple Music, but probably won't. Even though you can use Apple services outside of their hardware, most won't. The one that could save all of this is Apple Intelligence, but it too is locked to just Apple devices. The ones moving things forward in AI are Microsoft with ChatGPT, Gemini after Google finally caught up, and Meta with Zuckerberg spending hundreds of millions on hiring the top AI talent. But those companies are trying to get as much adoption and training data for their LLMs as possible. Apple Intelligence doesn't seem to be near the top. Maybe that Apple ecosystem everyone raves about is a bit overrated. Both IBM and Apple today are deeply entrenched in consumer hardware, but once those markets saturate, you've lost your growth engine. But there's more. To escape the hole they dug, IBM tried laptops, small pivots, anything to save their PC division, but nothing worked. Apple is doing the same, the Vision Pro, the Apple Watch, newer slightly better iPhones, another type of iMac. They're betting on incremental hardware or hardware that doesn't go anywhere. You might say, who cares, there are still billions of iPhones out there. You're right, Apple won't die in the next 5 or 10 years. But what about 20 years or 30 years? IBM didn't die overnight. Their diverse revenue streams still come from the exact same source, consumer products, and now there's another problem. One of the biggest defenders of Apple's hardware is status, that emotion and the power of the brand, yet even that's deteriorating. Customers aren't sold on Apple being the premium brand anymore. If anything, they're increasingly seeing it as the overpriced brand. That's definitely happening in China. The gap between bad phones and the premium phones is shrinking, and now I think it's starting in the West too. Maybe Apple will slowly die by a thousand cuts. Maybe Apple is the next IBM, but only time will tell. Over the years, we've racked up 170 million views, but we still haven't crossed 1 million subscribers. That conversion rate is worse than Apple's free-falling Apple Watch market share. It would be a dream come true to reach 1 million subscribers by the end of this year. And if you watching right now subscribe, that dream can actually become a reality. Another giant who's losing their edge is Google, whose market share dropped below 90% for the first time. Check out this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.